the guards, and Harper and Bailey are too good if you give them any space. So you've got to be in, and you've got to build up.
So, one of the, like, to your point, you can't make it easy for him, but it's where you're talking with Greg Gard. You can also do everything right, and they're going to make shots. So you just got to be careful not to let that get into your head.
100%. When you look at what they've done, like, they're going to make tough shots. These guys are going to be lottery picks next year. They're going to make tough shots. But it shouldn't stop what you're going to do. You can't all of a sudden let them freak out and say, oh, okay, what we're doing isn't working because they make a tough shot. Stay disciplined. Follow the game plan. The other thing is, we talked a lot of ball screen right there, transition baskets. Can't give any. They just played a team in Iowa that they want to get out. They want to run quick. You can't give Rutgers any transition opportunities here either tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing about Rutgers. They are 50th in tempo as opposed to Wisconsin's 168. So, yeah, the Badgers are playing at a faster pace than what we're used to seeing. But Rutgers is playing a faster pace than most teams in college basketball.
It's not even close. And it starts with who? The young freshmen. I mean, in their guards, they want to get out. They want to go. They want to score. You got to build a wall. There's going to be two things I say, in to out and build a wall. Those are going to be said a lot tonight.
Keith Kimball, Tim Comer, and Randy Richardson, your officials tonight. Rutgers in the home whites and the red trim. Badgers traveling Cardinal and the white trim as we are set to go. Wisconsin and Rutgers here this evening at Jersey Mike's Arena, otherwise known as the Rack. Most of the chairs are filled. They've been touting their sellout streak. They might have to get a little creative if they want to bump that up from 71 to 72 games. But nonetheless, this could be a very, very loud building.
No question. And I think they probably will get creative. I think we'll see this as a sellout. But it can get loud. It can get loud quick. And it's because of the play. You can't let it get loud if you're Wisconsin Badgers. No.
Stephen Crowell, Emmanuel Obole to jump center. Toss and tap to Wisconsin Badgers. Move to our left. And we are underway here in New Jersey. Outside left is Nolan Winter. He's with Ace Bailey. Now Max Klesman hooks a pass to Crowell. Back to Max. Three shots straight on. It's off the rim. No good. And the rebound of Jeremiah Williams. First possession of the night for Rutgers. Moving to our right. Williams off the screen. Obole now drives the lane. The shot blocked from behind by Tanjay. Out of bounds. It'll belong to Rutgers.
But early on there's a lot of space still. And I know you've, but you can't let those guards get going and include Williams in that as well.
Williams, who lit up Wisconsin last February, inbounds to Obole. Gives it off to Harper. He is with John Blackwell. Now Bailey against Klesman. Ace Bailey kicks it to Jeremiah Williams to the right wing. Shadowed by John Tanjay with 10 on the shot clock. Williams high on the left. High screen of Obole. Off the switch, it's Crowell picking him up. Williams lost the handle, gets it back. Long three in the air, is a brick to the left, no good. Rebound rolls out of bounds off a couple of bodies. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
You're going to see some token pressure here from Rutgers. They don't do a whole lot out of it, but more than anything, it just eats some clock.
We're in the opening minute. No score. Blackwell brings it up the floor against Dylan Harper. Into the front court comes Blackwell. Now Winch throwing to Tanjay. Left wing, inside feet, caught by Crowell. Single coverage of Obole. Backing his Crowell, shakes, left shoulder turn, up right hand, block. Comes right back to Crowell, and he'll go to the bucket and lay it in. 2-0 Wisconsin, a minute 10 gone by. Jamichael Davis at the top of the circle. He'll snap off a three straight away. Back rim no good. Long rebound gathered by Nolan Winter. Sends it ahead to Blackwell, right side of the front court. Drives down the lane to the rim. Layup is good off the window, and it's 4-0 Wisconsin. The Badgers in some transition. We're 90 seconds into the game. Jeremiah Williams will scoop it to Ace Bailey, outside right. Flips to Obole, rotates left side, Jamichael Davis. He is against Nolan Winter, and he walked with a ball. Davis, a little shuffle there on the left wing, and a turnover for the Scarlet Knights.
But on that possession, there was bodies. Rutgers didn't know what they wanted to do offensively.
John Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. A minute 45 gone by. 4-0 the Badgers. Tanjay left wing. Williams defends. Tanjay dribbles off the left wing, and he got tripped up, and Tanjay draws the foul. It's on Williams. That'll be his first. And the game's first foul. Williams last year coming off the injury, had an Achilles injury at his second college stop at Iowa State. Played his second game as a Scarlet Knight against Wisconsin last February and had a big day. Here's Tanjay off the right wing. Bailey cut him off. Tanjay pivots, throws it out to Blackwell. He'll try a three. It bangs off the rim from right of the circle. Obole the rebound. 2 minutes gone by, 4-0 Wisconsin. Williams, left-hand dribble, stops top of the circle. Throws it back out near the center circle for Jamichael Davis, the sophomore out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. A bounce for Oboli. Right of the wheel, flips it to Williams. Williams driving right lane line, cuts across the lane, kicks it back out to Davis. He'll stop and go, knocked away Klesmet. Ball is loose. Davis gets it back, throws it up over Max. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off of Bailey's end. Up, knocked out of bounds, Osei by Wisconsin. It'll be Rutgers ball about 2.5 minutes in.
Right now, John Blackwell's doing a really good job defensively on Dylan Harper. He has barely touched the ball 2.5 minutes into this.
Williams, baseline left, inbounds to Bailey off the screen. Open left corner, three is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter for the Badgers. Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. He'll drive down the lane to the rim, layup good. Good strong take from Blackwell, 6-0 Wisconsin. It's Bailey to the front court for Rutgers, throwing to Davis, left of the center circle as he sets the floor. Flips to Williams, left wing, sends it to Oboli, top of the circle, rotates to Harper, high in the right. Freshman to freshman now. Mid-range J is good for Ace Bailey, top of the foul circle for the first point for Rutgers.
All that was a simple pin down for the top of the floor. He got to chase over that.
6-2 Wisconsin, a little more than 3 minutes gone by. Max Klesman on the right wing. He'll throw to Winter up top. Turns to Blackwell. Fakes the three left corner. Drives baseline. Pushes it up in traffic. Knocked away. And it's loose. Snapped up by Dylan Harper. Up the floor comes Harper. For Rutgers. High screen Oboli. Picked up the dribble top of the circle. Feeds Davis. Clean look at a three left wing. Off the heel of the rim. No good. Rebound tip to Crowell. One and out for Rutgers. Here's the floor. A bounce hold. Nice bounce pass into Winter. He'll catch down the lane and send it in. Timeout Rutgers as the Badgers off to a nice start here in Piscataway. We'll keep it here. Now this will actually be a full timeout. We'll go ahead and step away. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. 16:24 left in the first half. Wisconsin 8, Rutgers 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Bought by Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming. Madison, 8-2, Wisconsin leads Rutgers with 16:24 left in the first half. Good start for Wisconsin here tonight.
Yeah, they've been able to get some fast break points. Six of them, six of the eight have come. You know, that's how they've been able to score the basketball. You just aren't used to seeing Rutgers give that up. But defensively, Wisconsin's been very good as far as containing the ball, making sure that they're seeing bodies, and then letting the others have their shot attempts. You look at Williams with two shot attempts, Davis with three shot attempts. That's where you want the shots to come from.
Carter Gilmore, Kamari McGee on the floor for Wisconsin. Jeremiah Williams brings it up for Rutgers. Tyson Acuff, Jordan Durkak in the lineup. Lathan Somerville, a big freshman, on the floor for Rutgers. Here's Bailey trying a three right wing. That's short. Rebound, Blackwell. Another one and out for Rutgers. Blackwell to the front court for Wisconsin. Feeds Nolan Winter. Rotates to Klesman high on the left. Bailey chasing. A lead for Gilmore high on the right. Right-hand toss to Kamari McGee. Quick pass Winter. He'll send it to Blackwell. Dribbles off the left wing. Foul line jumper. Good. John Blackwell. They're probably their best mid-range shooter. It is 10-2 Wisconsin. 15:42 left first half. Here's Bailey driving in the lane. Up right hand. Back rim it out. No good. Got his own rebound. Missed the putback. Winter secures the rebound. And he got fouled by Ace Bailey. That's his first.
That's a good job of going and getting the rebound there by Nolan Winter.
We were setting Rutgers 5 on the floor. Dylan Harper on the bench. Be interesting to see his minutes tonight. He, you know, looking down there on the bench. He was
ill. He looks like he's struggling.
Yeah, he does. Here's Blackwell. Left foul line extended. Going to Carter Gilmore. Leads it for Kamari McGee. Gives off to Winter. Rotates to Klesman left wing. He'll pass off to Gilmore. Sends to Blackwell right side. John with 10 on the shot clock. Steps back. Three in the air. Is an air ball caught underneath by Jeremiah Williams. He races past Blackwell. Throws to Ace Bailey. Baseline left. Blackwell cut him off. And Rutgers will run offense. Durkak fakes a three. Got Klesman up. Durkak drives the lane. Throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And a transfer out of Merrimack. Jordan Durkak will go to the free throw line.
Offensively for Wisconsin, that ball is popping. They're playing with really good pace. It's moving multiple sides of the floor. They're getting some good action. Defensively there, Wisconsin just has to be disciplined. No reason to go for the shot fake on the three. Because of that, it allows the drive, and Nolan Winter with the foul.
First on Winter. Durkak is 73% free throw shooter. Conference Player of the Year last year at Merrimack. First free throw is good for his first point of the game. Averages about 7.5 per. Crow and Tanjay coming in for Wisconsin as Blackwell and Winter will sit down. Durkak has started 8 times. He can be foul prone. He's DQ'd a couple of times so far this season for Rutgers. Short with the second free throw. Tanjay with the rebound. 10-3 Wisconsin. We're 5 minutes in. Max Klesman on the right wing, bounces to Crow. He is with Somerville. Stevie, right of the lane, starts to back, backing to the block, up and under, low in the right, and that's a goal 10 on Ace Bailey. Count the basket for Steven Crow, working against the 6'10", 275-pound freshman in Lathan Somerville.
And it's really been amazing. Since that Butler game, he's been so much more aggressive, Matt. Like, that move right there was an aggressive move.
They've been measuring his minutes to say, rather than mess around playing him 30 minutes a game, you know, make it 20, give or take, and just cut it loose. And they have found the formula. Here's Durkak with a 12-3 Wisconsin lead. Durkak right of the lane, goes through the paint and throws one away, trying to go left of the lane, picked off by Klesman. Here's Tanjay barreling down the lane to the rim, layup no, Tip Gilmore no. Ball batted around, and Tanjay trying to come up with it, and Tanjay is going to be called for the foul. That'll be his first. Now Dylan Harper will check back in for Rutgers, replacing Jeremiah Williams. 12-3 Wisconsin with 14:20 left in the first half.
I think the biggest surprise as far as numbers go, three. Wisconsin's only given up 3 points as Rutgers offense.
Rutgers has missed 9 of its first 10 shots. Somerville at the top of the circle. Couple of dribbles to his right. Hands off to Acuff. Pull-up foul line jumper over Tanjay is good. Tyson Acuff averages 3.3 a game.
Yeah, you can blame me for that.
Yeah. 12-5 Wisconsin, 6 minutes in. Here's Carter Gilmore throwing to Tanjay on the left side. Durkak defending. Tanjay to the free throw line. Feeds Steven Crow. He'll leave it for Klesman. Klesman at the top. Left-hand dribble in the lane. He'll pivot. Shovels it into Crow. Low on the right. Up over Somerville. Way too strong. Harper the rebound for Rutgers. Up the floor come the Scarlet Knights. Durkak with a shot fake. Feeds Harper. Right lane line drives up. McGee runs it up. No good. McGee the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes Kamari up the middle of the front court. Angles to his left. 12-5 Wisconsin with 13:25 left in the half. Gilmore throwing to McGee. Kamari coming off a 12-point performance on four threes. Klesman trying a three and missing from the right wing. And a rebound to Rutgers. Durkak to the front court. Little crossover got by Gilmore to the rim. Lays it off the glass and in. And Rutgers starting to counterpunch now. 12-7 Wisconsin. And then Tanjay running the floor gets a high and hot pass. Went through his hands and out of bounds.
Yeah, it should have been a layup. Unforced error there for Wisconsin. But the thought process is right. As far as transitioning points that they've been able to get, I mean, it's at six, but they can get it whenever they want. Right now, Coach Pikel for Rutgers is going absolutely nuts.
13 minutes left in the half, 12-7 Wisconsin. Jack Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin with Tanjay, Crow, Gilmore, and Blackwell. Badgers subbing off that dead ball. Acuff outside left against John Tanjay. Pulls it off the right hip, puts it on the deck, left of the lane, off-balance shot, right hand, missed it short. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Come the Badgers up five. Tanjay darts to Janicki. Open three. Right wing. And that just clipped the left side iron. No good. Durkak the rebound. Badgers have yet to hit a long shot here in the early minutes. Here's Durkak. And his pass stolen away by Crow. Lead feed. Blackwell 2-on-1. Finds Tanjay down the lane. Layup is good for John Tanjay. His first points. 14-7 Wisconsin with 12:15 left in the first half. Dylan Harper walks it through the center circle. Looks off a high screen from Somerville. Throwing to Martini, who checked in. Into Somerville, low on the right. Wild shot way off the mark, and the rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll belong to Rutgers. See Xavier Amos coming in for Gilmore, and Nolan Winter will check in for Crow.
Ace Bailey for Rutgers is going to have to play a lot of minutes. You look at right now, Dylan Harper, you can just tell he's struggling
now. Ace Bailey back in for Durkak. 12:02 left in the half, 14-7, Wisconsin leading Rutgers. Getting everything organized here. They're going to put the shot clock to 12 seconds.
Yeah, I didn't
right now it shows 1.2. Yeah. They need 12.
Yeah, and I didn't think that hit the rim,
no.
So it's a good catch there.
Harper, baseline left, will inbound. Harper looking. Into Bailey, baseline left. Janicki cut him off. Now Bailey trying to back, fades, flips, baseline left, missed, but a foul on Janicki. And Bailey will go to the free throw line when play continues. We'll have the under 12 media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need for the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com. to learn more. And the story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. 11:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 14, Rutgers 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Bag huge savings on your painting project in Menards. With over 100 years of paint experience, Dutch Boy is the perfect choice for your painting projects. Give your space the platinum treatment with Platinum Plus Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer in one with amazing stain resistance that gives your space a long-lasting finish. Check out Mapped Blue, Dutch Boy's color of the year. Plus, get 15% off everything you can fit in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. So, of course, when you're coming off a night where you make a record 21 threes, you start tonight 0 for 5 from the three-point line. Likewise, Rutgers, but Wisconsin leads the Scarlet Knights 14-7 with 11:58 left in the half.
And we knew that after.
Of course.
During the Iowa game, I said, can we just save some of those, please? Because it's just the way it goes. You come back to your average most of the time. But what they've done well is offensively the ball's moved. They've gotten some easy baskets and fast break points as far as 8 of the 14 has been there. And then defensively, they've been solid. They really have. As far as why Rutgers is struggling to score the basketball, a lot of it has been Wisconsin's defense.
Rutgers 3 of 15 from the field. The Badgers 7 of 17. Ace Bailey will be stepping to the free throw line when play continues. Bailey's 6'10", a 200-pounder. He had 39 points last week in their game at Indiana, albeit in a losing effort. Dylan Harper did not play in that game, and they're kind of measuring Harper's minutes in the early going here tonight. Bailey, just 58% at the free throw line. He'll shoot two. 2 points so far for the freshman, the McDonald's All-American. First free throw is on the way, and it's no good. Zach Martini on the floor, the Princeton transfer. 6'8 grad student. Second free throw for Bailey is off the rim and in. So they get 14-8, Wisconsin. Clock running 11:55 left in the half. It's Blackwell, Winter, Tanjay, Amos, and Klesman on the floor for Wisconsin. Blackwell on the right wing. Harper defending. A throw to Amos. He's with Martini. Now Tanjay. Jake's right, moves left, blows off the left wing. Shot's knocked away from behind them. Went off of Tanjay and out of bounds. Looks like that was Bailey who got a hand on it first and then off of Tanjay.
Maybe off of Tanjay.
Yeah, maybe.
It actually was. I saw the replay. It actually was. It was a really good call.
There was no argument from Wisconsin. Here's Bailey out high. He'll throw it to Acuff. Open three. Left corner is good.
And those are the shots. That's the first one that you've given up to somebody else.
Yep.
Those are the ones where you got to close out to them.
14-11, Wisconsin with 11:15 left in the first half. First made three of the night for either team. Here's Amos beating Blackwell. Dribbles off the left wing. Stops, fades, flips. Good again. Again, the master of the mid-range, John Blackwell, 16-11, Wisconsin.
And I don't think Coach Gard is going to worry about that being a mid-range, too.
Know full well that that's a part of the arsenal for John Blackwell. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. 10:50 left in the half. Acuff again, open left side. This time it's off the rim, no good. Badgers dodged one. Blackwell the rebound. Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. A pull-up three for John. Back iron, no good. Long rebound, Klesman. Max to the free throw line. Kicks to Tanjay. He'll try a three. That's no good. Rebound, Bailey of Rutgers. Badgers 0 for 7 from distance. Here's Harper trying a three left wing, and that's short. Long rebound. Tanjay runs it down left corner. Darts it ahead to Klesman. Here's Blackwell up the middle front court for Wisconsin. He'll throw it to Klesman off the right wing. Matt kicks it back to Blackwell. The jab step, thought about it, turned it down. 16-11, Wisconsin. 10-10 left in the half. Here's a lob inside Tanjay to Xavier Amos. Low on the right, he'll finish.
That starts with a really good decision by John Blackwell. He had a three, didn't take it, swung it, got to the other side, and then let the other two guys work, and resulted in a layup.
18-11, Wisconsin, halfway through the first half of play here in New Jersey. Dylan Harper out front against Blackwell. Walks to his right, throws to Somerville. Hands off to Acuff, off the screen, three on the way. Around and out, no good. Xavier Amos, the rebound. Here comes Wisconsin. Blackwell running to the front court, feeds Amos, flips to Klesman high on the left, off the Amos screen. Axe stops left elbow, and Amos wide open, low on the left, and he'll send it in.
Yeah, pick and roll action's been really good.
It is wide open. 20-11, Wisconsin. Here's Acuff finding Zach Martini, flips a three right corner, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Blackwell up the floor, feeds Tanjay. Delane got tied up by Bailey, but I think they're going to get him for a foul, and that's going to be two on Ace Bailey. Steve Peichel much more likely than Greg Gard when it comes to playing guys with two fouls in the first half. We'll see if he pulls him for the moment. But even if he does, you could see him back in there shortly. And he's going to stay in there right now as Somerville and Harper will come out. Now P.J. Hayes ready to check in. 6'6 senior, Minnesota native. He will come in for Bailey. So we'll see how long Bailey sits.
Because offensively right now you've got Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey both on the bench. I think Dylan Harper's more because ill.
Yep.
And obviously Ace Bailey with two free throws. Two fouls. Where's the offense going to come for Rutgers? That's where Wisconsin, you can't fall asleep.
Maury McGee in there, baseline right, inbounds to Crowell, throwing to Klesman on the right side. 20-11 Wisconsin, 9:10 left in the first half. The left wing, throwing to Crowell, top of the circle. Gives off to Klesman. Max dribbling to the free throw line. Now driving, pivots, finds Crowell low in the right, layup is good. Beautiful delivery again. Crowell made himself available. Wide open down low. 22-11 Wisconsin, here's Acuff driving, finds Martini left corner. Throws it back out to Jeremiah Williams, so he could be an answer as to where this offense could come from. But he throws one away, pass deflected, stolen away by McGee. He'll find Blackwell to the rim, and the layup is good. Blackwell with 10, another timeout taken by Steve Peichel as the Wisconsin Badgers continuing to get it done in some fast break fashion. It's 24-11 Wisconsin. This is a 30-second timeout with 8:35 left in the first half.
And it was a much-needed timeout. You look at Wisconsin, they've answered the question. They've come here, they've understood what has needed to be done defensively. They've been much better than they were against Iowa. Offensively, they're getting what they want to get. They can get a three whenever they want it, but the last couple of possessions, what have they done? They've swung the ball. They've gone side pick and roll. They've been able to get some easy baskets that way. One pass by Max was really good. Was able to drive, get to the paint, then hit Big Steve on the layup there. Just understanding that, hey, we're not shooting the ball at the clip we were last game. Doesn't mean that we can't continue to attack and put pressure on the rim in different ways.
20 points in the paint for Wisconsin. Badgers with 10 fast break points. Steve Peichel has already burned two timeouts. 24-11 Wisconsin. Badgers on a 10-point run. 8:30 left in the first half. Acuff throwing to Zach Martini out front. They weave it to Williams between the circles. Glides off to the left. Chased by Blackwell. A screen from Oboli. Picked up on the switch by Crowell. Bounce down low. Acuff digs it out. Blows off the left wing shot. Blocked by Crowell, but a foul. Acuff goes hard to the floor. Big Stevie. That'll be his first. Foul number four. Tyson Acuff, a lot of free throw attempts for him. 5 of 8 for the season. Scored about 22 points a game last year. Led the Mid-American Conference in his season at Eastern Michigan. Hits the first free throw. He has 6 points here so far tonight. Years at Duquesne, a couple of more years at Eastern Michigan. Second free throw is good for Acuff. Make it 24-13 Wisconsin with 8:18 left in the half. Stops Wisconsin's scoring run, which went to 10 points. Maury McGee throwing to Carter Gilmore back in there for the Badgers. Here's Crowell at the top. Swings it left side for McGee. He tried to screen and roll. The pass tap back to McGee. Kicks to Blackwell. Swoops off the right wing. Now stops right of the lane. Gives to McGee with 10 on the shot clock. Blackwell off a Crowell screen at the top. A throwback to Stevie. Flips it back to Blackwell. Hangs in the air and threw one away. Acuff closing on Blackwell. Nothing he could do. As Gilmore had his back turned and didn't see the pass, it goes out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin as we have the under eight media timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content. Badger fans sweepstakes. And four. We'll take a break. 7:52 left in the first half. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
With painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19. We are the boy band. Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It happens every day. When it does, head to Kohl's and Kohl's.com for everything your family needs. Kohl's, where families come first. And Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 7:52 left in the half. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13, and the Badgers doing the damage in the paint so far here tonight.
Well, and for me, the biggest thing is, and how do you do it in the paint? Transition, you get some easy buckets, you get the ball down low to Steven Crawling, and obviously driving and creating and breaking the paint, and then playing off of that. That's the three ways that they've been able to score on the paint so much. And it, as much tape as you watch, as I watched and you watched, it still is amazing to see this Rutgers defense the way it is, because it is
stunning.
It's a sieve. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
just because you've seen what it normally was. And that's where you have to credit Madison for continuing to understand that, like, that's a weakness. Continue to attack it.
Rutgers last year was fifth nationally in defensive efficiency. It comes into tonight's game 99th. 7-point lead, Wisconsin. Jeremiah Williams, high screen of Bolle, throwing left side for Acuff. Quick cover on the wing from Kamari McGee. Back out to Williams. Shot clock is at 10. High screen of Bolle, picked up now by Crowell on the switch. Williams throws into a Bolle, low on the right, goes up, missed it. It was disrupted by Carter Gilmore down low. Steve Peichel, I think, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Here's Klesman outside left against P.J. Hayes. Throwing to Gilmore, rotates to Blackwell. John curls off the wing, gives it to Crowell, left of the circle. A pass for Kamari McGee. McGee finds Gilmore. He'll get it to Klesman, dribbles off the right wing, stops at the elbow, 8 to shoot. Here's Gilmore backing, low on the right, out the Crowell, bobbles, gathers. Left side, Blackwell tries a 3 and drills it from the left side. The first 3-point hit of the night for Wisconsin. 27-13, the Badgers, 6:50 left in the first half. Rutgers playing on with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey on the bench. Here's P.J. Hayes throwing to Zach Martini. Gives it to Jeremiah Williams out high. Williams off the Obole screen. Top of the foul circle. Now pivots at the free throw line. Almost dragging the pivot foot. A jab step. Gives off to Hayes. 5 to shoot. Hayes against McGee. High on the right. Hayes with 2. With 1. Contested 3 is short. Rebound. Crowell. Knocked away. Williams turnover. Wisconsin. Williams gets it back, drives on Crowell through the lane, right to left. Leaves it for Hayes, baseline left, the drive, reverse layup is good. 27-15, Wisconsin, 6:10 left in the first half. Here's Max Klesman on the left side, dribbles to the elbow, feeds Crowell. He'll try a 3, left wing, got it. Back-to-back triples for Wisconsin, 30-15, the Badgers.
Steve's 22nd three of the year. He just doesn't shoot a lot, but that percentage is going to go up, too. That's another guy we talked about. His percentage is low right now. Expect to get his back to his norm.
Here's Acuff. Long two on the way is good. Straddling the three-point line. 30-17, Wisconsin. 5:38 left in the half. Lesman outside right, throwing to Crowell. Turns to Gilmore. Rotates left side for Kamari McGee. Dribbles off the wing. Finds Crowell. Another three in the air. Yes, sir! Steven Crowell, back-to-back triples, 33-17, Wisconsin. 5:20 left in the first half.
I haven't been able to do it a whole lot, but hey, how about that big fella? Watch out for that shoulder. I know.
Waiting to get hit. And Martini, a little brush foul there. I think they're going to get Blackwell, and they are. About 28 feet from the bucket. First foul on Blackwell. Now John will come out, as will Klesman and Crowell. You got Janicki, along with McGee, Tanjay, Gilmore, and Nolan Winter.
And we've talked about it, but Stephen Crowell, he's been since that Butler game. It just been so aggressive.
Great time, yep. Jordan Durkak on the floor, backing down on Jack Janicki, backing, and then a dig from Winter, and he goes in there and just flicks the ball out of bounds. 10 on the shot clock, 5:03 left in the half, 33-17, Wisconsin. Durkak sideline right near the corner. Looking, and he'll get it inbounds to Acuff. He has provided Rutgers with what little offense it has here tonight. In the lane and pushes it up and in. Two more for Acuff, who is single-handedly trying to keep his team in the fight. 33-19 Wisconsin. Here's Tanjay driving the lane. Lost control. Turnover Wisconsin. Somerville gathers. Here comes Jamichael Davis to the line, down the lane, to the rim. Up, got it. It counts at a foul on Gilmore. Well, this time Rutgers running, and they have cut the deficit to 12.
Well, Greg Gard comes with John Blackwell right now back into the game, because this is a big part of this. When you look at where you're at, you've had a big lead, gotten out to the start you wanted to. You can't let Rutgers get going here and have a little bit of a, run. You've got to stop this now.
4:43 left in the first half, 33-21, Wisconsin. Jamichael Davis with his first points of the game. He's 11-19 this season at the foul line. Missed the free throw, rebound gathered by Blackwell.
11-20 now. Yeah. See, I can do that math.
That's
pretty
good,
smart,
man.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Here's Janicki throwing to Gilmore left of the circle, feeds Kamari McGee off the left wing. Nothing inside, finds Winter, tries a three. Good again. Well, they started cold, and now the Badgers are hot from outside. 36-21, Wisconsin.
Well, it might be because the bigs are shooting three,
yeah,
man. I'm just
going to
throw that out there. I just, sometimes the bigs just want to get involved a little bit.
I understand. 15-point lead, Wisconsin. Badgers missed their first seven from distance and made their last four. Up in the lane is Dylan Grant off the bench. His first points, 6'7", freshman from Canada. 36-23, Wisconsin, and then Davis in the backcourt trying to pry it loose from Blackwell, and he is guilty of the foul right at half court as we have the under four media timeout. Visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffel store the weekend of January 10th through the 12th for Badger Sale Weekend and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore when you spend $1,999 or more. Relax, it's Steinhoffel's. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And while Brian Butch gloats at the bigs hitting threes, we'll take a break. 3:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 36, Rutgers 23. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. 3:58 left in the first half. Wisconsin 36, Rutgers 23. The Badgers have made their last eight shots, four of them from the three-point line.
How many of those have been from bigs?
Three of them.
I'm just throwing just, that's 75%. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good rate. I just throw that out there.
Yeah,
but what they have done is because they attacked, they weren't making threes, and instead of just throwing up three, what did? They attacked the paint, and then all of a sudden they got some layups. Now because they've attacked the paint, Rutgers defense is sucked in. That's where you get your threes. It's no surprise that the bigs have made those shots, because what do bigs want to do? When you get scored on the paint, a big naturally wants to go protect the paint.
Yep.
So then all of a sudden that big is sucked in even more, and that's where Nolan and Steve can step out, because that big is a step in the paint farther than he should be, and that's where they're getting their space to be able to shoot their three.
Rutgers will play on. Again, Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey remaining on the bench. Bailey does have the two fouls. Maybe we would see him back in there by now. Dylan Harper still just not looking right. Missed the Indiana game last week because of an illness. Was listed as questionable tonight. Was in the starting lineup, but not out there right now. Here's Nolan Winter outside right. Travel. He walked with the ball. Yep. Faking a little dribble handoff there and just taking the extra step, and that will be turnover number five for Wisconsin.
Again, this feels like a big, important segment here, four-minute segment. No Ace Bailey, no Dylan Harper on the floor. Don't let Rutgers get this thing to under 10.
Tyson Acuff has 11 points to pace Rutgers. Here's Durkak with a feed to Grant, shot fake left wing, throws to Durkak, tries three straight on and straight in for Jordan Durkak, and the Badgers' lead is down to 10. 36-26 Wisconsin with 3:25 left in the half. Amari McGee brings it across half court for Wisconsin on the right side, throwing to Carter Gilmore. One dribble to flip to Jack Janicki. At the top of the circle, gives to Winter a pass for Blackwell, high on the right. They're chasing him well beyond the three-point line. A give to Gilmore, fakes the three, throws to McGee, 10 to shoot. Amari off the left wing, steps back, long two on the way is good. For Kamari McGee, Rutgers, I guess you live with that. McGee hitting the bucket.
Yeah.
38-26, Wisconsin, 2:55 left of the break. A cuff at the edge of the center circle as McGee digs in defensively. Going to Durkak on the left wing. He is with Jack Janicki, a pass for Lathan Somerville. Somerville left of the circle. To the basket against Winter, throwing to Grant. He'll try a three, and he hits a three. Dylan Grant's first three at the college level. 38-29, Wisconsin, 2:30 left in the first half. Both teams heating up from distance, and Blackwell with an offensive foul as Durkak getting position. Blackwell pushed off, and that's two on John Blackwell. And he'll come out as Tanjay is in. Lesman in for Janicki with 2:28 left in the half, 38-29, Wisconsin.
And like I just said, it felt like a big four-minute chunk here. Right now, Rutgers is up in that four-minute chunk.
Badgers have led by as many as 16. The lead is 9 right now. Jamichael Davis setting the floor for Rutgers. High screen Somerville. Davis right foul line extended. Throwing to Durkak. Rotates to Grant left wing with Gilmore. Grant dribbles off the wing. In the lane. Up right hand. Back rim and out. No good. Somerville the rebound. Left block. Throws it out to Durkak. Feeds Grant. Right side with a shot fake near the corner. Dribbles to the wing. Kills the dribble. Throwing to Davis outside left. Operates against Winter. Mid-range shot. Off the rim and out. No good. Whistle. Foul called. And this
Somerville with the foul. He just took Carter Gilmore and threw him to the ground.
It'll be his first and the team's fifth. A minute 54 left in the half. 38-29 Wisconsin. Rutgers trying to stay within striking distance without their two-star freshman on the floor. Here's Tanjay throwing to Winter. Rotates to Klesman on the right side. Bounces into Winter. Right of the lane. Winter against Jamichael Davis playing aggressively. Skip pass caught by McGee. Feeds Gilmore. Throws to Winter. 10 to shoot. Gilmore fakes the three. Feeds McGee left side. Kamari with 7 to shoot. Now here's Tanjay off the left wing. 4 to shoot. Tanjay left lane line. Feeds Gilmore for 3 straight on and straight in for Carter Gilmore, who hit 2 of them on Friday against Iowa.
Carter's last 5 games, he's been really, really good.
Yes, he has. 41-29 Wisconsin. A minute 12 left in the half. And Grant out front, looped it into Somerville, posting on Max Klesman. Somerville, the big freshman, backing right block, pushed it up and in. Lathan Somerville, 6'10", 275 pounds, getting his first points of the night. 41-31 Wisconsin, 55 seconds left of the break. Max Klesman dribbling to the free throw line, in the lane, feeds Winter, a quick pass to Gilmore. Left of the lane, now Winter hands off to Kamari McGee. Left of the lane, hooks it back to Gilmore, rotates Winter for 3, back iron no good, Somerville the rebound. 38 seconds left in the half, 10-point lead Wisconsin. Durkak throwing to Grant, hands it back to Durkak against Tanjay. Durkak, right of the lane, kicks it to Davis, left corner 3 is good for Jamichael Davis. 41-34 Wisconsin with 22 seconds left in the half, shot clock is dark. Now Rutgers showing a lot of fight. 15 seconds left to the break. 41-34 Wisconsin. Badgers can take the final shot. McGee at the center circle with 8 seconds. Pounding the dribble. Down to 5 seconds. McGee outside left. Left of the lane. Long 2 in the air. He hit it as the first half comes to an end. Oh, Kamari McGee with a much needed 2-point hit. And the Badgers go into the locker room with a 9-point lead.
Well, and it was. They answered it 9-7. I know it's only 2 points, but it's a big 2 points. And Kamari McGee, really the last couple possessions, he hit those mid-range twos, and it was much needed offense because they weren't in anything really that good.
Rutgers made 9 of its final 11 shots of the half. The Badgers, 11 of their last 12. At the half in New Jersey, Wisconsin 43, Rutgers 34. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
At the half, Wisconsin leads Rutgers 43-34. John Blackwell with 13 points. Stephen Crow with 12. Wisconsin 57.5% shooting from the field. Tyson Acuff keeping Rutgers in the fight. He has 11 points. Dylan Harper, 11 minutes, limited. He did not score. Limited minutes for Ace Bailey. 10 minutes, 2 fouls. He had 3, but Rutgers still down just single digits. At the break, Wisconsin 43, Rutgers 34. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll visit with assistant coach Lance Randall in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of January 10th through the 12th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation as we visit with Lance Randall, Badgers assistant coach, who's been a head coach for a number of years at the Division II and III levels, winning more than 250 games there and more than 400 wins overall in his head coaching career. But he's back to being an assistant, which he has been in the past, and he's enjoying every minute of being a part of the Wisconsin staff.
I think that there's, it's the same as anywhere you're doing, you're just trying to win, right? It's just, we're doing winning things. We're trying to, so any way you can fill in as an assistant coach, in practice, on the court, and it's been different day to day. You're not in charge of that practice schedule, you're not in charge of what you need or don't need, so I just try to make myself available in the practices, just fill in as we're needed, and then, you know, scouts, recruiting, it's a little bit everything, and we're in a new era, so it's such a shifting landscape. So for us, I think we're done a good job as a staff to be out ahead of it. I mean, certainly, Coach Gard has been both on the X's and O's side and the recruiting side with the new era of NIL. I think we're on the front end of that, and I think that's been fun to be a part of as well.
We'll hear more from Lance Randall as our halftime conversation continues. It's presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
the big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin pool dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin pool dealer.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with our halftime conversation, joined by Lance Randall, Badgers assistant coach, who has coached both here in the States and overseas. He talks about the growth of the international game.
I think it's very simple, Matt. You just look at the NBA right now and all the best players, the MVPs. I mean, you're looking at Jokic, you're looking at Embiid, you're looking at SGA with Oklahoma, you're looking at Giannis. Doncic, who is not yet to win one, but those are literally the best players in the NBA right now. None of them were born in the United States. Yeah. And so I think it speaks, you know, it's a testament to, you know, how much the game has grown from the source of the United States, but also different styles, different types of coaching have been successful. I think in the past, a lot of times, you take an international, you don't know what you're going to get exactly because the point of reference from that coach to your program isn't exactly the same as, for instance, if you took somebody from the FBA, you pretty much know what that coach means and what they're saying, what those statistics are valued. And so some of that has leveled with the international because of our ability to scout, our ability to see more readily film available, media, and kind of an understanding of it, of the game and where what levels places are. But I think you're going to continue to see the growth. Some of the best players have now been released, basically, for lack of a better word, into our system. And a lot of them are very eager to be part of the college system, largely financially, but also just the experience. This is unique.
It's Badgers assistant coach Lance Randall. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We're back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the Smokehouse.
Ah, beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best.
Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Ah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads Rutgers at the half, 43-34. We check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 19 of 33 for the field, 5 of 13 from the three-point line. They missed their first seven and then went 5 of 6 the rest of the way. Wisconsin did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Rutgers 13 of 33 for the floor, 4 of 14 from the arc, 4 of 7. At the foul line, Badgers a plus 3 on the glass at 19-16. Badgers guilty of 6 turnovers. Rutgers with 4. Badgers have 11 assists on their 19 buckets. Rutgers with 5 dimes in the first half. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Our score at the half, Wisconsin 43, Rutgers 34. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger.